Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
You know, Fat Boy, you do keep that alive. Like, I noticed one time you did it, but you were daring, like, saying a sentence, so I didn't want to interrupt you. But Fat Boy keeps reminding me that you sigh orgasm.
Sigh orgasm. I gotta find a little accompanying.
I don't mean to.
Oh, I think I found it.
Oh, it's like your ohm. Is that your ohm? You have to pretend to be praying, but don't make a sex sound when you do it, though, because that's you're gonna get the other parishioners' hard-ons.
I do.
Great band, by the way.
You
remember that?
Yoga every night.
With my own special yoga toy. Yeah. Oh, there it is.
His name's Yoga Bear. He's an older guy.
It looks like the business end of an ice cream stick.
This is not the way I wanted to go.
The business
story.
End of an ice cream stick.
With my little Bezzy Butt. Where you at, Bezzy Butt? Oh, it's my Korean bell, too.
This is actually a South Korean bell.
You're gonna put me to sleep, Fat Boy, if you keep that.
Because the North Korean bells are not real. They're not real bells.
Why not?
I don't know. The towns and the grocery stores are fake.
It's not me playing it, though. It's people in the group playing it. I got the bell in here, and you got the vibrator, and I got the bell. We're having a good time.
Got a cowbell, too.
Cowbell.
Big winner. Hold on. You going to go full method?
Hold on.
Full method.
I'll go, what's his name? Carrot Top on you.
Hey, you found it.
I ordered a new one for me and my grandson.
Okay.
He got one too.
Okay.
Here's the finish of the session.
God, my cows
I'm
are out
do,
there
I'm
doing
do morning
meditation.
Yoga. I'm going to do like a yoga thing.
Yeah, you self-meditate?
I do self. I have to meditate. Sometimes I just get tired of people, and I come home and sit on the couch and just...
I heard what you said when it started, too.
Whoa, who's that hoe?
Oh.
All right.
Go ahead, though. Seriously.
So 38% of people have lied about this, and 62% said that it's a deal breaker if they've been lied to about this situation. So what are we talking about?
Who you voted for.
That's good.
It's probably not. That wouldn't be trendy now, though.
I noticed over the weekend that people are still wearing their Trump shirts, and it's still pissing other people off because I witnessed it.
Trump's got. I wonder if somebody presents to Trump. Look, we
merch.
Got. Yes.
There's like, a Trump store in Gatlinburg.
I remember hearing about it, too.
Yeah, drove past it. It doesn't. I mean, like, here's the thing. I'm a supporter, but, like, that store. I don't think Trump himself would be proud of that store. Like, no. It doesn't look Trumpy.
It's definitely a knockoff. But is he presented with colors like – because he's got – I've seen him four or five different caps already. A black one, a white one, the red ones.
I don't like the all black one.
You know, like with the gold letters?
No, the one that's black on black. Like, you got to get up on the person's face to even read their hat.
Yeah.
And –
he's selling them.
And
crazy.
This person was wearing a MAGA shirt.
But he's got cologne, watches, coins.
Well, if your team won the Super Bowl, you're not going to wear the shirt that says it.
And he won.
You're not going to continually to put the inflatables out in your yard. I mean,
and this sort of elderly gentleman walked past some younger people on the mall who said,
Hendricks?
Dude, that's 10 years ago.
Shouldn't you guys be in school?
That's 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Let's quit wearing Led Zeppelin T-shirts or... they're not a band anymore. Pink Floyd. They hate each other's guts.
Nirvana, that's a big shirt.
And I just wanted to say, can
that
we
baby's
all
a child,
just get
an adult now.
Well, yeah, we need an updated picture.
You got kid porn because you got a Nirvana album.
Yeah, but that's...
I wonder if that ever, like early days, like some cop is going to... I'm going to need to check your glove compartment here. What's this? this blue CD here with a little kid's wanger on it. What's this?
That's 20 yeah, years ago.
Tony.
I don't know.
It's choosing a name at random there, just saying.
So let's get back to the story about people lying in relationships. There was a study that found that 38% of people admit lying about their age when meeting someone new. And 62% say it's a deal breaker if someone lies about their age.
Yeah, I mean,
what kind of buffer, I wonder, do they give? 4 or 5 years?
Is it like speeding? Like, okay, it's 65, but I can go 70. Is that the go-to?
I don't know.
I used to joke about it, really just to pop y'all, but like the more and more, like when you think about it, it's like, whoa. Because when I turned 40, it was not a big deal, really. It was not a big deal. Not people
Lordy,
in my life didn't,
Lordy,
make a,
Lordy.
Didn't make a big deal about it. I didn't have tombstones in my yard when I came home.
I had like a funeral when I turned 40.
We threw a party
that.
For you. We had a hearse and everything.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, literally.
The black party.
You ready for damn, Matt, man? You making me feel old? Because in 2 months and 9 days, I will be half a century old.
50. If you didn't do anything for 40, what are you going to do for 50?
Double nothing.
I'll tell you what Jeremy Clemens is going to do. He's going to give you $51 for your birthday.
He will.
That's the weekend for... no, I'm going to Vegas.
Baby. Are you really? I thought this was like
Yeah, that's already airfared up, everything.
This is really going to happen?
Yeah.
You're going
to
Vegas?
Are you going to watch the race, or are you just going to go gamble? Hoe it up.
All of that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to go to the Spear.
Oh, I'm
jealous now because they have the...
You going to take your grandkids?
No. It's my birthday weekend.
They had the Wizard of Oz at the Spear, and I would have loved to have seen that. All right, so...
Everything out there is naked. They got naked Cirque, naked Wizard of the Oz.
But they still try to build it as a family destination. I mean, like...
It is not a family destination.
It is totally not a family destination.
I'm sorry.
You're going to go to a certain ranch?
Maybe is that even around still?
I believe it is. I'm sure they kept it going after Dennis died.
I don't even think Bally's
Air Force Amy
anymore.
Probably still working the desk.
Bally's still there?
Sunset Thomas probably still working.
I don't know. Last time I was in Vegas with you, was it there? I don't remember. We didn't even go to old Vegas either. We just stayed in the good part.
We were at the Strata Penis.
Stratosphere.
Strata what?
I called it the Strata Penis because it looked like one.
You might work for the news station they call Michael Penix, Michael Penis Jr.
Michael Penis Jr., which was a Facebook fussing name earlier this year, and then they actually called him that by accident.
Plus, my room stunk like cigarette smoke.
You were smoking in the closet.
No, I don't smoke.
I don't know what's going on. Having too much fun.
38% of these
cigarettes.
People lie about their age. When meeting
talking
someone.
Talking about the pole.
And get this. Men are twice as likely as women to lie about their age.
Wow.
And 62% of the people say it's a deal breaker. But I'm learning more about the other community, the gay community. And it seems like...
You should have a master's degree by now.
It seems like if you think it's bad in the straight community, it's even worse in the gay community when you get older. Because
lying about your age?
Yeah.
Oh. Plus, I see that.
On Grindr, you know, you got to be a young hot dude.
I feel like you've taken over the mantle of the Upstate's gay liaison from a very famous woman that had it for years and years before that.
I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated by how people live in culture itself.
Yeah.
And how it's so...
Yeah, you steal other people's.
No, how it's so prevalent.
Paige has cornrows today.
It's
I just want everyone to know.
Here.
She wouldn't go on video today. She has cornrows.
But it's like people live an alternative lifestyle when they pretend to be straight, but they're really gay. And they're married to women, but they're actually gay
people.
Oh, yeah,
the Hollywood
complex. Yeah, it's like,
complex.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's
Do the bizarre. Did the women know, though? Like, they might just think they're in a loveless relationship. Like, were the women in on it? Like, you know, like Rock Hudson's wives. Were they in on the fact he was really, or was that a later in life thing?
Later in life thing.
Wow.
You know they knew. Women know that stuff.
I mean, because
would you marry someone that says, we're just going to get married and I'll never have sex with you because I don't love you?
Well, I did.
A guy's not going to say yeah.
Never mind.
Like women know that stuff. They knew he was gay.
You got to think that. Of course,
they probably came out with a joke.
But
what do you call Rock Hudson in a wheelchair?
But that's not going to be.
Awful.
That's not going
to. Rolades themselves hated that joke.
If he's going to procreate with you and have your children,
yeah,
I personally couldn't do it. because I would wonder if
you don't know where that thing's been.
Well, that too, and if he's having sex with me and wishing he was with someone else, would hurt my feelings.
Like if you were like going to town on him and he called you Roberto by accident.
He's thinking of the guy that he just had lunch with, and he's, you know, I just couldn't do that.
Look, unless somebody's staring you right in the eye, which is weird during the act, they're thinking about somebody else.
Paige, can I watch you while you do that? I want to get some tips for when I use it on Arthur later.
No.
Like, this, even dudes are, like, for sure doing it.
Yeah, because some of the famous starlets of those days were really, like, closet lesbians, and they were married to gay men. It was just, this works for both of us. I mean, they were paired together by, like, their agents and stuff.
I'm just saying, if you have a marriage on paper, that's your business. You're happy with it if you want to do that. But a lot of people that I know find out.
I know somebody whose business is weddings.
That they think that this person is, like, committed to her.
You're just saying as long as it's not two dudes, right?
Let me tell you.
I'm just saying.
If we don't wrap this up, I'm going to urinate all over this studio.
I can't get a word in edgewise.
Save that for the Patron.
Come in here in the bathroom with me and finish it.
No.
Was that your headlines?
Yeah.
Was it brought to us by anyone?
Yeah. We already discussed that.
What did that guy go to college for? Did we find that out? What's his degree in?
Theater.
What? Oh, God. You think the dad hates him now? Wait till he tells him he went for theater.
No, he said mass communications.
Culinary arts.
Oh, he did say communications.
Yeah, some kind of mass communications. See, neither one of you listen. I got to go pee. Good morning.
I understand how they're funny at the crack of stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
No! Then you see all the stuff that comes out about Willie. Like he's a black belt? What is that about?
Willie Nelson?
Yeah.
Wow.
How does he...
I didn't know that.
Like he was one years and years ago. Like he can't be one now.
Like a real one, like Elvis was a black belt.
Yeah,
but was he really a black belt?
Yeah, in order to get it, you have to spar. I mean, they don't give you...
You used to in South Carolina, you had to have it in the car inspected every year, but my daddy would go buy the stickers.
I don't think
so
there's
ways around it.
Give you away black belts.
Well, yeah, you could probably get one.
There's a certain gas station on Rutherford Road that would just sell the inspection stickers. My dad never had a car inspected, ever. It's awful.
Does that work? Does the karate work? You got to...
Yeah.
Does it work in a surprise attack?
You have to fight someone to get up to being a black belt.
But what's
you
the point of
be given one?
Willie Nelson knowing it? Like, you still got to have...
Let me see if he still is one.
Force behind it.
Well, it was. I mean, it's a guy thing. Rite of passage.
I mean, I don't know.
You're thinking like Karate Kid,
or like hooking up with chicks. I don't know if.
No.
Yeah, he's a 5th degree black belt in the Korean martial art Gong Kwan Yusul.
Wow,
I'm sure I nailed it.
What an American!
April 2014 is when he got it, and he's a 2nd degree black belt in Taekwondo.
God.
That's for you, Looper. Taekwondo.
So
he's taken a lot of classes to get to that point.
But Willie Nelson is not going to kick any one of our asses.
He will if he's got a black belt.
No, he wouldn't.
I guarantee you he's
I'm
not.
Here to tell you. It's like saying there's a...
I wouldn't attack him, though, because he's old.
It's not a midget. What's the people that only grow to 2 feet tall? You remember we saw the smallest woman and the biggest woman together? Yeah, there's some kind of medical term, but let's say there's a 2-foot-tall dwarf that is a black belt in every one of them. Uh-huh. Hoist Gracie was his next door neighbor. You know, old Holes Hoist.
Yep. The guy everybody
still kick his ass if he's 2 foot tall.
I don't know.
I do.
I've seen people.
I'd kick Willie Nelson's ass. I would hate doing it, though. He'd have to do something real, real bad.
Like, he would try to do a move on you, but I feel like he couldn't really execute.
He'd have to kick you in the head and knock you to the ground.
No, he couldn't. No.
I don't know if you get his leg that high anymore.
I mean, I am not saying I'm Billy Badass, but Willie Nelson's, I love him. His frail ass would not whip my ass.
Somebody, maybe.
I'd get him in a hold where I'd just subdue him. I wouldn't fight him back.
maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like, you know, karate works if only works if you two are like about to start the fight. Like, you know we're going to fight each other.
And you probably got to be sober. Like, if you're drunk and you're, well, Wonder Boy doesn't drink, but, well, he does, but at least he advertises it. I don't know. But anyway, I do. I'm here to tell you.
I mean,
if you know all that, like you're well disciplined in a martial art, and then, but you're like ripped drunk, and you leave a bar, and somebody, but you're not looking for that, somebody bumps into you, you start. Do you really remember all that?
Yes.
I don't know.
Oh, just like you said about the midget.
I forget where I drive when I get drunk.
There's so much repetition when you take a class like that. Never
size at some point is going to matter when it just is.
Yeah, and the first shot would have to. You are, Paige, I'm telling you.
Telling you.
I think you could beat any 92-year-old woman's ass.
I really do.
I wouldn't even try. I'm not.
I wouldn't try to beat up Willie, but if you did something bad.
I don't box. I don't do any. Martial arm arts.
But what if Willie? What if Willie's bullying me? Like, you know, hey, smoke this joint with me, fat ass. And he's pushing me, literally pushing me around his bus. Like, I can't.
I mean, as far as the strength thing.
Paige is posing for us right now.
You know what?
I have muscles, but it's not like I'd be faster than somebody who is training in martial. I mean, they'd kick me to the ground.
You don't have bingo wings. You don't. And that's a compliment.
It is. Although, I always thought that people who do have bingo wings.
What are bingo wings?
It's the, like, when you
have a little.
Remember in cartoons when a guy would do his muscles and then they just fall to the bottom?
Shut up.
If, you know.
Hey, the muscle falls.
Sometimes the you know, you'll see it with a lot of women, and I don't know why, but there'll be that thing. But it's like if you almost jumped out of an airplane without a parachute, you might make it to the ground. You might be able to fly with the bingo wings.
Well, you'll make it to the ground.
Yeah. Well, of course, but I mean, safe-ish.
It's like those air suits they wear.
Y'all are crazy as hell. Willie Nelson would kick your ass and all. No, I mean, I'm not really badassing it.
The only old man I'm afraid of using that is like Chuck Norris.
I never thought that my husband was a fighter. He was tough, but I saw him do, because he trained some.
He knew karate?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
And I would, well, I'd never punch him or anything, but.
You find out if you do. I will karate kick your ass.
She was confused. Rick, I wore high karate, the clone.
Ricky Stokes lived across the street from Chris's parents.
And JJ's brother?
And he has a. Karate school.
Yeah.
And
so I went there and signed up. I said, I want to beat the hell out of somebody. Sign me up right now. I'm going to karate punch my wife's neck if she keeps on.
No, he never hit at me.
Just for fun, just a little.
He never hit at me.
He never hit at me. He never
did. Oh, love it. I hope Willie Nelson hears this. Look, I got no heat with Willie. I love Willie Nelson. I have a Willie Nelson t-shirt. I love his music. I do remember people saying, remember the guy Jack LaLanne?
Yes, what do I know that? I knew that.
It was Jack LaLanne, the guy, he was like.
He was an exercise guru.
Yeah, or maybe I'm thinking of the wrong guy, but he was like in his 80s and these younger dudes were messing with it, and he like beat the hell out of them.
Yeah.
But that could have been like folklore tale, too. Rock with $7 in California.
He had some strength to him.
I just,
you know what? What language you're speaking? Out of your butt right now. That's what you're speaking.
I'm not.
You are.
I just don't know if karate prepares you for.
He did, because I remember his chest cavity. He had a lot of muscles.
You should have seen a dentist.
I don't know if karate prepares you for the. Surprise beat down, like if somebody's like on you just like wailing on your head, like I don't know if that helps then.
So did you see it was very viral
fight
over the weekend? No, it wasn't a girl fight, but it was I think it was in New York, but these guys are like overtaking this one dude. That seems to be the thing now. Like, what happened to freaking one-on-one fighting? I get, like, your homies are there, your buddies, your bros.
Yep.
They're there to.
But somebody's got to film it.
Now, like, used to a fight, we talked about it the other day. There would be an end to a fight, and everybody would just. Mm. Now it's like, oh, you beat my friends up? Now I'm going to fight. And then it's like the end of a Major League Baseball game where everybody just jumps on the field and starts fighting. The guy got on the guy's back and looked like he was going to put him, like, a rear naked choke.
Yep.
And the guy had him almost like in a Samoan drop, meaning like on his, almost like a total package. Oh, not yeah. a total.
Like a rack?
The rack.
Yep. Torture
just,
rack.
Yeah. And then just.
Then he F5'd him.
Fell backwards on the guy. Like, think, does that make sense the way I'm describing
yeah.
it? Guy on his back, and all he does is just fall back on the guy.
He did kind of Samoan drop him.
Oh, man.
In that case, it would work.
That
right?
was perfect. Yeah. I was like, that's a smart move right there. Like, just fall on his ass.
We talked about back then the gentleman's agreement. You know, it was you didn't like each other afterwards. Sometimes you did, but you knew when it was over. When we watched the fight at the downtown fight a couple weeks ago.
Oh, Jesus.
The chick goes, she's already laying in the bushes. She goes back to her and starts beating her up some more.
And then the friend, who was, in my opinion, is it weird to call a woman a pussy? But guess what? She's over there. The girl is, clearly, she's got her butt whipped. And she's covering her head. She's in the bushes. And then her friend just runs up, rat-tat-tat-tat, in the head.
Wow.
Runs back. And did that twice.
And she goes to fight somebody else. And she's done. She's laying there. She's not even fighting back.
God.
And the chick running the video tells her to pull. Don't you ever tell her to pull her top up.
Right.
She's trying to fight. What's wrong with you? Just video it and shut up.
Nobody wants to see that.
It hasn't gotten taken down yet.
Really?
Yeah. And this, she's obviously nude from the, you know.
God. They must be trying to bring down the property value in downtown Greenville again. We're
going to
do it again, guys. Faster than last time.
I have seen more girl fights in this town than I have
anywhere. And you're going to see some ass in a girl fight.
It's crazy. Like, I saw a big fight at some country show a couple years ago here.
I remember that show. That was men and women fighting each other.
That is insane.
Each, like, on each other?
Yeah, I can't remember who the artist was, but it was out, you know, at a venue. And there was some alcohol involved in that.
Oh, was it the... When you say a venue, does it... If I say the word Moby Dick, does that make you think of that building?
No.
Okay, so it's not the well.
Not that one, no.
Well, the one that I saw was at Bonsacore Wellness Arena.
Well,
I didn't see that one.
So Eric Church was the one that got the most, people got the most arrests, I think, at the well. What? Is Eric Church. Yeah. Drunk fights. Eric Church was like the...
He never takes his glasses off. You know he's watching.
I heard that
him.
From a cop who said that. That it was the most arrests after a concert was Eric Church.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Love the Rise Guys.
Break it down!
Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina, it's time to say famous people celebrating a birthday on the 19th of August. Happy birthday.
Suck it.
You do that well.
Well, we usually try to be a gentleman and let you suck it first, but here lately you ain't been taking the initiative to suck it.
Well, because I think he wants it, so I give it to him.
Listen to you dirty talking me at the end of the show.
Starting Looper, you got to forgive me. It's not Next Generation. It's a regular Star Trek theme, but...
Get it right.
It is your buddy Jonathan Frakes' birthday.
Hey, he met him. Right? Isn't that the one?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that
you kind of look at him for a second and then...
Yeah, he's going to think I'm making jokes here, but like, that's Data?
No,
that's Brent Spiner.
Yeah, that's Spiner.
Okay.
Brent. Riker. Commander Riker was Jonathan
Frakes.
Oh,
I should remember that for some reason.
It's for you, Tom Looper.
It's Tim.
I know it's Tim.
It's Karin.
Tim!
You know, that show... You know why it's that show did? I'm trying to think of how to word this. Do you know the first interracial kiss ever on television was on that show?
I was Shatner and Uhura, right?
Uhura.
Yeah, that was
hot. Uhura.
Uhura hands.
She was
Nichelle Nichols.
Beautiful.
Freaking gorgeous. Anyway,
think anything else happened? A little fake chow.
Maybe a little blob on the.
Yeah, I think it was a one-off.
56.
You're like a horse carriage at the edge of the canyon. They pull a little back on the reins. You're like Thelma and Louise. They should have turned.
Well, eventually, though, if they turned, they still would have went off the cliff.
They would have. Went too fast.
Brad Pitt cut the brakes.
He did. Yes, he did.
I don't know if you saw it.
He was a thief in that movie.
Yep. 56. No, I changed it. 63.
Okay.
Probably higher than that.
62.
He's old as hell. Jonathan Frakes is 73 years old.
Damn. Well, he don't look it in person. I'll tell you that.
He really don't. We're going to...
I'd say he went in a day over 69.
You know what? Ooh. We're going out of order because...
Do you hear it?
My list here is out of order. So let us go backwards to give you the birthday of one, Fat Joseph.
Ah.
And he is not
alive.
In his 70s.
I thought he was dead.
Big puns when he passed.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Fat Joe's not fat anymore. He was at the SummerSlam.
Yeah, he lost weight. Big pun, rest in peace.
Yes.
I don't want to be a player no more.
Who crushed a lot?
He did, big pun.
Okay.
Uptown, baby. Uptown, baby.
He crushed a lot, meaning like... So is that what Sat Crush Groove meant? Like it's like a song to get women horny?
I thought it was like a shout out to his fatness, but I don't know.
Crush grooving, body moving. Fat Joe is... You're going in order, you say, or no? Okay.
My little list here got mixed up.
57, like your favorite sauce.
Oh, you go on.
56.
Paige is closer. Fat Joe is 55 years old today.
Oh, Lord.
Fat Joseph.
Golly, bum, man. He don't look it.
He really God. Don't.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
When you lose weight, you know.
I want to see how old somebody else is that I want to bring up and see if you can guess how old they are.
Oh, I saw them.
I know. You never do.
This will be fun.
Wow. Wow. Totally surprised me. How old is Joe Budden?
44. Is he really?
Jesus, yes. Wow.
I don't really know him.
I would have thought damn near 60.
I only know him from wrestling.
Joe Budden, the rapper?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a YouTuber, right?
I mean, who is
that? White guy, right?
Who isn't now?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, I said rapper. No, they let whites do it now, Paige. They really did.
Jeezy. Young Gravy.
Vanilla Ice broke that wall down.
He really did.
It's probably somebody before him. White Boy Rick or someone. Who's this? I hope you...
Says, I hope you dance by Leanne Womack.
That's it.
Not Butch's sister. Or Tony.
Tony Womack, definitely not.
NWA, or NWO Womack. It's Wolfpack. She was not in it.
Yeah, there was no Womack in NWA. Maybe National Wrestling Alliance, but not the other. I think that she
we
is.
We finna dance.
This is, are we back in order? Are you
yeah,
taking,
we're back in order okay. now. Yeah, I don't know how Frakes jumped ahead so far, but...
59.
60.
Leanne Womack is 59 years old. Oh. No. This gentleman, he got married. He spent his honeymoon in Cinderella's castle, but I'm sure he's still swimming in it. He's not our Uncle Jesse, but he's everybody else's Uncle Jesse.
Oh, my God. From Hazard County?
Not my Uncle Jesse.
That's not my Uncle Jesse. My Uncle Jesse likes going to the boar's nest and wrecking cars.
Now, John Stamos.
Yes, the beach boy.
Which he was also Blackie on General Hospital, right?
Yes, he was. Oh, man, did you see the Scorpio died from General Hospital? Yeah.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah,
he had lung cancer. That's I was awful. Like, man, he was...
This is the 70s, right? I think early 70s.
He was the one that was always with... wasn't when Laura messed around with him when she cheated on Luke?
Yep.
Bitch.
I think he was at the wedding even.
No. Uncle Jesse, Paige, you're good at the things. How old do you think?
He's cute.
Okay, I'm going to jump 63. In then. 66. Oh.
Oh, she's closer again? Mm. 62 years old for Stamos. Damn. Still got the lady snail trailing around town.
Yeah, man, like this I know a guy I went to high school with that's also Grecian, and just like great shape. Mm-hmm. I mean, like I
he's
guess
he got good hair.
Yeah, and makes a damn good chili cheeseburger.
Stamos got good hair. I don't know if he can cook, but
yeah,
still good looking dude. This is the theme song. I don't know if you remember it for Simon and Simon.
Oh, Gerald McCraney's.
It is Gerald McCraney's birthday.
Interesting,
Major Dad.
You chose this one. Yeah, I don't remember the other guy's name from Simon and Simon.
I can't remember.
We
either.
Liked when people worked together as a couple or brothers. We had Simon and Simon, Heart to Heart.
If you ever watched House
Kate
of,
and Allie?
If you ever watched Kate and Allie?
Lesbians.
Cagney and Lacey?
Yes. Well, they were too.
If you ever watched House of Cards, he was Raymond Tusk. Great character. Good show, except for the last season. Oh. They really needed Kevin Spacey on that show.
You know, he's
he's good now.
Yeah, he's vindicated.
Yeah. He always was with me. I appreciate a good talent. Plus,
he's
sitting
here wearing an OJ jersey, everyone. I just want you to know that. An OJ jersey. And not even the Buffalo Bills one. It's a Trojans one. It's odd. Boy. It's a throwback.
It was his. I bought his locker.
You bought it? It's a locker? What's that glove you're using as a pocket square?
That might not be his.
That's awful.
Might be your son's.
70. Nice even number.
80.
He's been around a while. Gerald McCraney's 78 years old today. Wow.
Is Delta Burke still his wife, and is she still with us?
I believe they are still married.
My mom used to have a crush on him.
I'm pretty sure.
Delta Burke.
She's pretty too, but my mom.
Out of all the designing women, Paige, if you had to make love to one of them, really?
Yeah.
God dang.
Who would you?
Annie Potts all day.
Oh yeah, she still looks good.
Still good, man. You remember she was the receptionist on Ghostbusters?
She still works.
Oh. She's still alive. She's 69.
69. I think Dixie Carter's the only one of the group that passed away.
Yeah.
Jean Smart obviously had a resurgence in her career.
Yes. And one of them went on to marry Mark Twain. I forget which one.
So at all, Hal.
Hal Holbrook.
Yeah, I think he's gone too, right? God, he was great.
Yeah. Real Mark Twain's dead too.
I don't know. Samuel Langhorne Clemens. Roger's uncle.
The Rocket.
He was
Raheem Ismail.
I forget which number president he was, but he won in 1992. He
Clinton.
Was elected. It is Clinton's birthday. He pushed through a little deal called NAFTA for his predecessor and took all the heat for it.
He stole somebody else's campaign promise and made it his own when he figured out the majority of people kind of wanted that. But
this is why politics is fun.
How do you feel about the North American Free Trade Agreement, Paige? Do you have any thoughts on it? Unless you're like a business owner or whatever, did you?
Well, I mean, a lot of our industry went.
I'm not a North American. I'm a damn American.
It's starting to come back now through
went
quality
away,
control.
So there wasn't really any trade agreement.
We're America, the country, United States of America. The continent is North America, but there's also a South America.
It really is. I thought we were trying to be one unit.
What?
One America, North and South.
Let's just change the name back to Tartaria and be done with it. 77.
70.
He's 79 years old. Oh, look at you. You just said it.
Time got you.
Really did.
Cheater.
Happy heavenly birthday, Matthew Perry.
I cheated and got it wrong.
I saw there was a fifth person that played guilty in the Matthew Perry drug situation. He would have been 56 years old.
But you gotta look, if parents can be blamed for kids acting up or whatever, you're an adult. I don't think you should be able, people should sue the drug dealers. You're an adult deciding that on your own. Well, I mean, that's like dying in a fast race car and you suing Ferrari.
The one chick was a known dealer they wanted to take down anyway. The doctor, though, he was giving him stuff like when he shouldn't have been.
But all they're doing is, it's like Heidi Fleiss, like do a tell-all and get yourself off the, you know, not like that, but off trouble.
Somebody's going to play her in a movie they're doing about her. Somebody big, and I forgot who it was.
Like in size?
No, like you know, like in name. Gene Roddenberry, Looper. I hate to drop this on
you. Oh, he's dead.
He would have been 104 years old today.
Yeah. His ashes to space. Really?
Go do your Spocker and celebrate, please.
We're going to put Pages in chili.
You know why, Paige? We're going to put... Well, I don't work with... We can't
chili.
Use her.
Don't work with a woman.
No, don't.
We're going to roll you up and smoke you when you die.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
But we're going to turn you into crack. We're not turning you into weed. We're going to mix you with crack. We're going to smoke you.
Crack is whack.
So stay alive or you're going to make us crack addicts.
You don't want to make us crack addicts, do you?
No. I don't want to be in chili either because that's awful.
Have you ever done that before?
Yeah.
We went to the spa last weekend. We soaked in chili all weekend. I think it might give us a little tint to our little olive tone. It didn't work.
Olive tone.
Why do you make me so vapid?
Do you know the chili joke, Paige?
No.
Let's say Madman and I were in an extracurricular relationship here.
He means gay.
Oh,
I would say, when I die, cremate me, and I want you to put my ashes in Madman's chili.
Why?
So I can tear that ass up one more time.
I totally missed that. I thought you had a reference to my brother. I was thinking
when we said it wouldn't work with you, I'm like, yeah, it would.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How about we put your ashes in the toilet paper so we can wipe our ass with you again?
Oh my what? God.
I don't know.
Let's say Art told Paige, when I die, I want you to cremate me and put me in your chili. See, it doesn't work. It doesn't make sense at the second part.
It's like, what?
I hope your brother will not say to you, so I can tear that ass up one more time.
I'm going to ground your ashes up. I'm going to sprinkle them on clients' shoulders and make them think they have dandruff.
He would never.
But it's your ashes.
You grew up in California, not West Virginia.
Something slipped. Do what?
Also, I told Jonah that I would read this on the radio today.
He
has this one. When you're playing Call of Duty and it splatters down your booty, diarrhea. Diarrhea. Yeah, we should come back to that. More diarrhea
that's
jokes.
I saw one that
was dripping off of a part that rhymes with halls.
Ah, the cough drops.
Running through the halls and you feel it dripping off your part that rhymes with halls.
Jaws.
Close.
We're going to need a bigger boat. Thank you, tomorrow. Best Damn Audio. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Get the podcast. Wash your hands. And God bless America. Diarrhea. It is good.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
You stupid bitch.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple.